Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, we're doing something a little different. Denise and I thought we'd sit down together on a sofa, have a proper chat, and look what's really been happening this year. Have people felt the fire horse? Have relationships changed? Why does everything seem so fast? And perhaps more importantly, what's still to come from this incredible year comes to an end? Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Janine, it's so lovely to be back having a chat with you at the midpoint of this rather intense year.
Yeah, I said incredible. Intense is the thing. How are your clients? I'll talk about mine, but how have your clients been feeling?
So the word intense applies across the board. So there are people who, some people are doing very well because they need the fire from the fire horse year. And so those people are going to best year ever. They've got loads of visibility. But the majority of people who perhaps have really strong fire charts or their strong earth charts are going, this is awful. And it means, you know, they feel it's a very sort of over, and I'm a strong fire chart, so I'm with them. It's not awful, but it's the intensity of the energy that just feels relentless. You know, unexpected twists and turns, things coming out of the blue, things just feeling huge. You think you've got on top of one thing, and actually, whoop, here's another thing coming in. All that horse energy is playing out. Yeah.
Exactly. I have a lot of earth in my chart, well, and a lot of metal, in fairness. So for me personally, before I go on to my clients, I haven't stopped since New Year's Eve. I knew the opportunity was to become famous. Did I think that so many opportunities would be sent my way? And being the sort of person I am, I have just jumped on everything that I possibly can and done it. But I am exhausted. Absolutely.
Yes, that is the thing. Even for strong fire charts, the extra fire is exhausting, even though it's their own element. It just is, it's too much of that element. And you're absolutely right. You know, visibility was one of the things we talked about for everybody, the potential of visibility, that's there too. And then that has come through for so many people. I've had, you know, clients who are going, oh my God, you're not going to believe what's happened, and all those kind of things, but exhaustion across the board.
I know what my clients were saying, they were getting married this year, and I was like, oh, well, don't wear too heavy a bride dress because it's going to be a very hot summer. And, you know, I know we're in the first week of July here, but I think we're in our third heat wave.
Third heat wave, yeah.
We're starting our third one, and it is so debilitating. And a lot of famous people are starting to pass, and everyone's like, oh, why is that? But again, the horse year focuses on famous people, do you think?
Sorry, say that again.
I think, don't you think that the horse year focuses on famous people?
Yes.
And
yeah, people in the limelight. So yeah, literally. And I think the biggest story that I find so interesting this year, which we've always known this has been coming up, is Prince Harry. You know, I feel he's a water chart. His water is all over the place. It's unbridled water, quite frankly. And that's, you know, that's why he's really emotional and very overthinking. And look what's happening. You know, I feel really sorry for him. He wants to come over. They won't pay for his security from the taxpayer, which I agree with. But his dad could pay.
Exactly. I mean, I wrote for Hello Magazine New Year's Eve. And it came out New Year's Day. And I focused it on the rats, which is King Charles. I didn't talk about Prince Andrew because that wasn't part of my scene, but Prince Harry, I 100% did, because he's double rat, yeah. And his wife, Meghan, is a rooster. So he's got metal behind that, which, you know, our listeners don't really understand, or some of you do. Yeah. So he was never going to have the best year. And, you know, or should I say that she's the one that's pulling the strings behind? I mean, you know, maybe.
Oh, do you think so?
I sort of do, because, you know, I think that his As you say, I agree that his dad could have, King Charles could have paid for the security. But I just have a funny feeling there's more behind Harry from America than there is him coming over here. I don't think the conflict would be there as much if the rooster wasn't around, personally.
Dear, because I think it's to do with his rat, because his day pillar, he sits on rat, and that's his relationship palace. So when all of the difficulties were unfolding in his marriage, I said, 2026 doesn't look good for the marriage, but
No.
it's playing out in other ways. And it's all in the public spotlight,
Yeah.
which is the fire. It's not like these things are taking place and then he lost that court case. All of it's so visible.
And if it had been in a different year, a different month, I'm sure it would have been a different outcome. And that's
Oh,
why
yeah.
people need feng shui and Chinese astrologers, because we're very good at predicting dates and working with our clients to make sure they get the best out of everything. So the other thing that I've been finding, and I don't know if you have, is relationships. People either, if people are married or in full relationships, they seem to be breaking down, that sort of thing. And then people who are single are finding love. It seems that the spotlight has absolutely shone on relationships this year.
Yes, it has. So horse being the peach blossom star, when I looked to 2026 and did the forecast, because it's a peach blossom star, I said, oh, there's going to be lots of romance, lots of partying, lots of kind of joyfulness. That's not happened yet.
Yet.
But we are going into the second half, where the second half of the year, the horse part has an opportunity to come through. But yeah, you're absolutely right. So there's been lots of, I see it as like concluding, lots of things have concluded, relationships have ended because situations have concluded, divorces have concluded. So yeah, there's a lot of completion that's
Yeah.
coming with this, because fire also the element of purification. So I think if it's there, the horse year will shine the spotlight on it, bring it up to the surface, and to be purified if necessary.
I totally agree. Well, obviously I agree, because we're both feng shui consultants and Chinese astrologers, and we both know what we're talking about, everybody, just so you know, listeners. But I think that for me, just watching even people struggle within relationships, and I'm my answer is, go outside, put your feet on the grass, and cool, it's the year that it is. We're all hot and bothered. But the other thing that's come about, and I don't know if your clients like this, people have been moving house.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that. Why do you think your clients have been moving house?
It's weird, isn't it? Because actually the housing market is so bad and so slow and everything. And I think people were thinking about it last year. And then this year they come to me and said, we want to move. And you can find a bargain if you want to move at the moment, because some people are desperate to move for all different sorts of reasons. So I've
True.
been pulled in quite a lot to move house. Sometimes I, like in a year, I'll be like you did. I saw you did a write-up on a house, a brand new house you're involved in, putting it together and everything. That hasn't happened to me this year. It's been more about moving. But I saw what tell our listeners about the house you're involved in.
So there's a couple of big projects, big building projects that I'm involved in. The most recent one is lovely clients I've been with for a long time, and they're doing an enormous renovation of a really beautiful home. And I went on site in the middle of the construction work, and it's overwhelming for them. Can you imagine? They've had to move out, and then they go and check on site, and it's been gutted, and just that sort of feeling of the intensity of the year playing out in their home, even though they're not there. They have to go and see it every day. And the twists and turns of that. Oh, can we do this? Oh no, we're gonna have to change it, and we're gonna have to move a door to there. All of those things that come with the unpredictability, I think. And unpredictability is one of the words of the year, I think. I would never have said that at the beginning, but observing what's going on, unpredictable because of the twists and turns of the horse.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I probably wouldn't have been my first go-to unpredictably, but as the year's been playing out, I've seen it, and so I've like changed my thoughts in that, if horses are in a race, you can't. It's what day is it today? Is it a good day for, would they win? Wouldn't they? Or would they go off par? So, that's where I am with it. Well, we're just going to hold on for a minute. We're just going to hand over to our sponsors, and when we come back, Denise and I will be talking and giving our views on many more things.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So I'm going to leave what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about decluttering because randomly a lot of my clients have been going on about decluttering, and I'm like, yeah, I always feel that's more of a spring thing for me. Decluttering is, obviously when we're feng shuiing someone's house and you go in and you see, there's, I always give them three directions, what they want in their life, and they go like wealth, relationships, etc., etc. I always find that's the beginning of the year, but some of my clients have been back onto me going, I just feel like I want to take everything out of the house and get rid of it and all that. Have you had anything like that?
Well, you know what that is? It's purification, because it's the peak. This fire horse here is the peak of fire, and we're on a 60-year cycle, and this is the peak, and nothing gets as strong or as forceful as the year that we're in. And I think it's bringing everything to the surface, and people going, I'm done with that. Just let's get rid. So clear, clear, clear. And which is a good thing. Because, from a feng shui perspective, we know that where people are holding on to stuff is very much stuck chi, stuck energy for them. And I don't keep a thing, I really don't. And I have to say, I've not really thought about this consciously, but this year I've had another kind of round of it, another round of clearing out.
And I mean, I've even gone into the garage that I say I'm never gonna, oh, I'll get round to that. I'll get round to that. Oh, I got around to it. Oh, okay. I was a massive declutterer, and it's, although it's at the bottom of the garden, just coming from a funny angle in my house, it's helpful people. So it's the northwest, which is the father, and all being that we tend to have left that alone, it's had some really good stars in it. So I've literally been really, really doing it. But when we talk about decluttering, people always think about the house. They don't think about their life or things like that. And I think the horse allows you or provokes you or makes you clear out your life.
It really does. And even from a personal perspective, and I never really talk about personal stuff, I was in a 5-year divorce, and it concluded this year, as I knew it would. It was going on and on and on. And I was like, even though I had no control over the timing, the absolute timing of it, I knew it was going to land in horseshit for so many reasons. So that's the ultimate clearing.
Yeah, the ultimate clearing, the end, the finish. And
Yeah.
that's an amazing thing. And I was working with a client only yesterday who is in very happy, well, is in a marriage, but they've got children, they've got other things going on around them, and they seem to have lost the spark
between them. Well, actually, the call was on Monday. And I was like, oh, okay then. So what do you think you should do then? And she's like, well, no, what do you think I should do? So obviously gave the feng shui tips. But the one thing that I think this year is really coming out in the fire horse year is it's more arguments.
Oh, yes.
Rather than the settling of something, they go, you know, no. There's no quietness to actually listen.
It's so true. And it's the fieriness, the anger, because I was talking to somebody yesterday and she said, I feel so angry. Just in general, not about anything in specific thing, just in general. And that's the fire fueling that emotion, because it's two sides of the same coin, because there's passion, like your clients have lost the passion, and then anger, and anger is just another form of passion, really. And so there's lots of that. We're still waiting for the passion part to come in the second half of the year. And I'm surprised that, well, I mean, what do you think? Because I'm surprised there hasn't been more romance playing out for in the first 6 months.
Well, I'm absolutely the same as you. I'm like, and the romance and the passion, where's that? You know, I've seen a few people and, you know, it's very platonic. It's very, and it's nice and everything, but it's not what I expected out of the fire horse year. No. I expected a little bit more, you know, I mean, as you said, it's a peach blossom, like a rooster year and a rabbit year and a rat year. But it's become quite, I feel, quite an insular year. I'm certainly reaching out to people that I haven't seen, you know, and they've been on the other side of Zoom, and we know you and I are going to meet up, but that seems to have changed. People need to meet people. Have you found that more?
Not wanting to meet people, or
well, that's that. Yeah, I've just double dutched myself there, because I think people want to be insular, and we have the other swing, which people who have been just been able to see each other through Zoom are now reaching out to see people. It's like you want the contact, insular because you don't want the drama that's around us at the moment.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. So I'm saying, that really.
Yeah, because, you know, I think as soon as we went into the year, everybody felt it, even just before we went into the year, that just everything that was going on in the world, you know, as above, so below. So we were all feeling sort of pressure, and we were just preoccupied with like, whoa, we're in this year. What's happening next? Change of direction, unexpected events. On the world stage, unexpected events, therefore, on the personal level. And I think we were just really consumed by trying to settle in to the intensity of the year, and which is why we're meeting up in a couple of weeks. It's the midpoint of the year, and I think, because really fire horse should be very sociable, you know, because it is fire, and fire is the element of joy, and maybe the second half of the year will be the more kind of easier part of the fire horse year. And remember, you know, 1966, when England last won the World Cup, was a fire horse year. So it should bring with it celebration as a year anyway. It should bring lots of celebration and lots of happy times.
Yeah.
But it's not really been like that for the first 6 months.
I know. And it's funny because people are like, Janine, when you predict things, do you think England will win the World Cup? And I'm like, they have every chance of winning. But the only thing is, because of their change, they're having to fly so many directions, all of their energies, this is our footballers, are going to be all over the show. Now, I mean, I know that's every footballer, but anyone doing as much travelling as they're doing just to play football. Oh, sorry, did I say just? You know, I think it's mad. Whereas I think 1966, didn't everyone play in the UK? I don't know.
Oh, do you know? I don't know, Janine. I'm sure people are going to pile in now.
No. Nice. In fact, was I old enough to know?
We have to go and look that up.
I know.
Yeah, but I bet you like, I mean, listen, we're talking like pundits and we know absolutely nothing, but I bet you like the England manager. What's his name? Tuchel. something like that, and his yin fire rooster and surrounded by metal. So I bet you like him because he shares all that metal with you and the rooster.
So he, interesting. Some friends of mine said, oh, I know you're going out, but could you send the footballers some energy? Because obviously I do Reiki. And I was like, yeah, well, Reiki master teacher, I've got lots of students as well. And so I thought, oh, okay, it was on at 5 o'clock. I'd sit there. I found myself shouting at the TV because I was like, what are you doing? And then when he came in just about 10, 15 minutes before the other, and he went, you, and just told them what to do, I thought, I like you.
You see, there you go, rooster.
Yeah. I just thought he's telling them what they need to know. And then they came through. I was looking at the top scorers, and you know, they've got all the right chi with them. So for the footballers, that's great. But for me, I would rather watch, wait, please forgive me for this, Love Island. There is reasons for that, because I've had some dealings with Love Island. But I found myself last night shouting at the TV to Lorenzo, who is just playing the part so well. But what they've done this year, and I'm sure you don't watch Love Island, but the people they've put in are beautiful.
Are beautiful.
Yeah. Now, they're normally beautiful, but these are
extra beautiful. Well, yeah, because fire is the element of beauty, and Love Island, I mean, I don't watch it, and what you're telling me is completely over my head. but basically, I'm imagining that anything that's got to do with passion and love and attraction will do well this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive talk among everybody. It's you know, when I watch the social media about it, you know, obviously it's a young TikTok sort of effect thing. But because I had some dealings with that and some of the people that I thought, do you know what, I am going to watch it just in case I get a call again. But the thing was, I was just thinking how fickle it was, because one couple, and this is life, and some of the, you know, people here who are young and listening to this, people have gone on it, and they've literally demonstrated that they totally into that person, yeah? And, you know, they sort of call it off, and something more beautiful comes in, and they're like, oh, hello.
And is it real? Is it real or is it fiction?
Well, it's a real TV programme, yeah? But what I'm saying is, because I'm a body reader, I read body language, I can literally see when they bring a new person in, it's like they can't even... This is what I think of the year. Oh, you know, that there's something better going on over there, and we don't actually look in front of us of what we've got.
Yes, it's new shiny things. It's that effect.
Yeah.
Also fire.
It is a big thing. So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors. And when we come back, we are going to talk about what we expect out of the rest of the year.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Denise and I are back. Hello. And we're not going to say go by month, because that's more like astrology. And I feel this year is more about energy. I think it's about that energy. We can talk about the months, because they will be the years coming up, like July, you know, is the goat and how that energy goes. But I think there's some challenging months. There's some good months, some months where we should slow down, and there's some months that we should take opportunities. So let's do a quick fire, but with answers. What do you think July is going to bring us? What would you, we're in it now, but.
Well, this month of July is, well, there's certainly no rain. This is such a dry pillar. And so it's yin wood sheep in, or goat in a fire horse year. So the sheep and the horse come together and create more fire. And the wood of the year is fueling the fire. The wood of the month is fueling the fire of the year. So basically, short answer is more of the same, quite frankly. It's going to be hot. We're in a third heat wave. There's going to be no water of any substance, because there just is not. So I think once we've kind of got through July, I'm really excited, because then everything changes, because we move into two different seasons that are not wood and fire, and then metal and water, and that's the change point.
Yeah. So we.
What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I was going down a different path and then realised the wood and the fire, right? But so I think we've got very much more of what we've already had, but then we go into a water monkey month. Yeah.
Fire monkey
was
so it's just like the fire won't go completely.
2016, so whatever was happening in 2016 we could expect to see more of 2016. I know, let alone 2017. As much as we want it all to slow down, it's going to give us a bit of 2016, 2017. So how was that for you?
Well, 2017 was yin fire rooster. And I broke my arm. I fell off right at the beginning of the year. So whatever comes in January, February is the theme for the entire year for everybody. And I stood on a chair to reach, it was a total freak accident. And I stood on a chair to reach a high shelf, and I put a chair down, and the difference between the floor, so there was tiling and then there was not tiling. And the chair, one of the chair legs was not quite on, it was on the edge. And as I reached up to get something off a high shelf, the chair completely tipped and I landed with my entire body weight on one wrist. Anyway, went in, had surgery, had two surgeries that year. It was the entire theme of the year. And then as soon as the new year arrived, it was as if it never happened, completely healed. And yeah, so, but it did clash my chart. What was it like for you?
Well, it was a special year for me, and I in lots of ways. And then obviously, not that anyone would know, my dad died. And my dad was someone really, really magical to me. So
yeah.
It was a very, very, it was a year, I don't want to give my age away, so it was a year, year when everything I touched seemed to go particularly wrong. And again, it was fire and metal. It was like I was being controlled by sources that I could not deal with. So I think we're going into those sort of months, and this is not to scare our listeners or anything, but think of the good things that happened in 2016, 2017. Monkeys are all about laughing and joking, and you know, they have their serious side to them. And September is the rooster, and that's all about, you know, flashy things and, you know, and doing things. But they're also very, monkey and rooster I find are really hard workers, and I think that If you spend those months, you know, creating what you want, manifesting obviously what you want and actioning what you want to happen, I think you've got more chance of doing it in those years.
Because it's all about focusing on the positive, really. I mean, I know we've just gone down a little rabbit hole of like, but you know, everything exists in a state of yin and yang, obviously. But there are many positive things to come out of the fire monkey and the fire rooster, different between the two. But I love monkey years and monkey months because it combines with my chart. So I absolutely love it. And all the monkey people I know are funny and entertaining. So there's a lot around that that comes out of that month. And with the yang fire on the top of it, the visibility of all of that will be really high. So, yeah, so every time monkey comes in, I feel really, first of all, it cools my chart down, and then it just brings in sort of connection and happiness and that kind of thing. So rooster, do you have fire rooster in your chart? Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, fire rooster.
Yeah.
So that's September. I shall probably take my foot off the pedal as much as possible, and like not go traveling or anything like that, because I just need to keep things calm. And you know, listeners, you know, when you have your chart done, you know, both Denise and I do readings for your charts, you can see we both think around along the same line. We've, you know, do the same, we've done the same training in different ways, but it's always backs down to. So there's different months for different people that, you know, clash months or elemental clash months. So I think that's quite an important thing. It's like, you know, I take in rescue kittens and cats, right? So I've been saying no to five I've said no to. And I got this week, I got, please, please, please. It's just like Morrison. So I took on a cat with ADHD. It's a 9-week-old kitten that needs something. So they're medically, it'll be with me in 3 weeks. Did I want to say yes? No, I wanted to say no, but I couldn't, because I think that's something when you kept being asked until you know it's the right thing. And I will take him in. It's called Pompadom at the moment because it's a ginger kitten and they've named it after a curry group. So what I'm trying to say is we get given opportunities and we have to make sure that we think it's the right thing, feel it and know it's the right thing. As I said, wasn't my plan, but finally it was like the right way to help. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that you're a very compassionate person, Janine. You know, how many cats have you got?
Six.
Right. And now seven.
It will be seven, but also CC Bloom, my eldest one, is really suffering from this heat in a massive way. It's not that I mean to. Sometimes they come and they move on. Sometimes they stay. It depends, you know. But if there's a really sad story, then I'm probably the gullible one that will take it on. So yeah,
you're very kind and compassionate, and you have a big heart.
Yeah. So let's think. What do we think about October, the dog month?
Earth dog, immovable. So that's the immovable mountain. So it's anything that it's about unyielding, immovability. So there'll be a lot of stubbornness, people sticking to the guns. That'll be on the world stage, big standoff, and also playing out on a more individual basis. So people just not, you know, not budging. What do you think?
Well, I was going to come up with that. I was going to say it's obviously the horse is dying down, but the dog and the horse are really quite close friends. So I think that you with the fire, I think, you know, what you've got is a double down on what the month is. And as it's an earth dog month, then obviously it is going to be that. And for our listeners, I think I would say, probably spend more time outside.
Why do you think that?
Because what happens when I think people are stubborn, they tend to spend more time inside watching TV. They get angry. They just like go in. Do you know what I mean? They go in, and we're going into winter, and then they don't move forward as much as they should do.
Yeah, good point. Does that make sense? Yeah, insular. Too insular. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, and I think that is something we, you know, you have to look at when you're doing that. I quite like pig months, which is November, mainly because I love tech stuff. So I don't know if that will come out as much in that month. I mean, pig, is it pig that's money as well? It is, isn't it? Pig
Well, it
pig.
depends pretty much on your chart. So what is it? You know, the main thing is, I'm so excited for, is it's the start of the water in a really hot fire. Yeah, so the water comes in November. So November, December, January, which is still January, is still fire horse year. The water comes and we so need it.
Yeah.
Just we need that change of temperature. Everything needs that sort of life-giving water. So I'm very excited for the second, well, the last quarter of the year, just because it will change the temperature and everything will need that. You know, I need that to my chart. I mean, pig is a clash to me, but it never feels that way. It feels refreshing when pig comes in.
And I think that, you know, you'll see it on the world stage, as you would say, the difference, the quietness.
Yeah, the movement.
The
Yeah.
movement, and everyone will be ready for it this year, I think. So,
Definitely. But do you know, Rat, December? Sorry, were you going to ask, were we going to talk about December? Because December is a bit of a trigger month, though, in because it's Rat in a horse year, so it's a clash. And what is it? Metal Rat this year. So it's a very, that's a tricky month.
It is a tricky month, and I was just going to look up what December the 25th is. We'll see which animal's playing around on December the 25th, because everyone always asks me, so what sort of Christmas could we expect? So, okay, how about this then?
What is it?
The 25th of December is a rooster.
What stem?
I think it's water.
So you think it's your water rooster?
Water, it's a water rooster, and it's a receive day.
Okay. So basically, metal and water will feel, I will really enjoy that, actually. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, as a rooster, it's a celebration time. It's a, I mean, I love to buy presents. I always forget that we actually receive them, yeah. So I love everything about Christmas, and like my clients coming up to me, I understand that some people really don't, and majority of horses don't actually like Christmas Day. I you know, it is one of those things, but I think we're in for a, I think, as you say, it's going to be a month where we will, was it 20? No, was 20 a metal rat?
2020 was the COVID year, wasn't it? And that was Yang Metal Rat, same as December. Because 2021 was Yin Metal Ox. I remember
So I
that.
think, you know, it's going to be an interesting month for sure.
Well, that is going to be interesting, Janine, because it's the same as the big COVID year when everything came to a halt. You know, it was like nobody went out, couldn't go out, and all of that, everything sort of ground to a halt. So it will be interesting to see because it's also a clash to the year. There's going to be a very significant month, particularly on the world stage.
So I'm just going to do a, we've got like 5 minutes left. I'm just going to do a Myth bu Busters thing. Myth
Oh.
Busters, right?
Oh, Mythbusters.
Yeah,
Okay.
so true or false, right? I just thought it was fun. So, do mirrors give you double wealth?
So are you asking me what I really think?
Yes.
I would say no.
Me
What
too.
do you think?
Me too.
Okay.
I mean, I love the fact that you put mirrors. I mean, I you know, using feng shui, you know, we know the kitchen is one of the most auspicious parts of the house, and putting mirrors behind the hob or whatever they say is really, really good, you know. But it is, as you say, it's just funny things that people have said. Jean, do you?
Because there are things that people have picked up along the way, and you just go, more than anything, that's superstition rather than feng shui.
I know.
So, yeah.
Okay, you're gonna love this one. Lucky bamboo brings money.
Right. So I do classical feng shui. Okay. So lucky bamboo is wood element. If you need the wood, it's the right thing, but it doesn't have to be bamboo. It can be a growing plant, a lovely growing plant of any kind. And it depends where you're using it and it depends why you're using it.
See,
what do you think?
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. I mean, these are just like different, you know, yeah. We can use everything in feng shui. It's always that. A lot of people, they go, oh, I've got a cactus. I heard that's bad feng shui. Now, I don't like cactuses, but I know they come into their own placed because they're very yang, placed in the right areas. They make a lot of difference.
Yes.
Some people say, oh, you said I should keep it in the south. I go, well, yeah, but what? Let's have a look at the right outside your house. Let's see if it's the right place. Because, you know, it's a, you know, it's not protection, but it's one of the things that we use to ward off.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that just picking up on that, because I did put in, there was a house that I did and there, they had an extension on the side. It was an old house and it had been broken into through that window. And so I said, and I looked at the rest of the feng shui and the compass driven feng shui, but I also said, put a row of cacti on the inside window.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's amazing how it works.
Yeah.
I worked for this one. Feng shui is only for Chinese people. Someone asked me that and I was like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, no. I was just thinking all the silly questions I've been asked. But yeah, that's what someone thought. And I was like, no, feng shui is for everyone.
Well, some people say, do you have to believe in feng shui as if it was a religion?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
I love it when you get the wife and you've done the house and the husband's like, I don't believe it. And then he wants to change his job and boof, you do something. And then he gets this opportunity that he's been looking for.
Yeah. That's a good one. I've not heard that one.
And the other thing is horses are lucky, which is an interesting question to ask in a horse year, because after we've just talked for the last 40 minutes, I'm not sure we agree on that one.
I think that every animal branch has its own luck. So not one is luckier in inverted commas than the other. And it also depends what year you're in. So horse in a horse year, you know, it's too much for some horses, because it means that they are overfueled, and horse with another horse, they don't like the competition, all of those things. So it depends on the context, and every animal branch has its own luck.
So, listeners, you have heard that you need us to come in. There's more to these little words out there. You need us feng shui consultants in. We are like bestest friends. We just met by accident a thing and we just, oh, hi, like that. And then suddenly we started, you know, communicating and we think along the same lines. So I hope this program will show you. So just one last question for you and then I'll give it as well. So Denise, if you could give everyone just one piece of feng shui advice for the rest of 2026, what would it be?
I would say for the rest of 2026, stay calm. Think before you leap, because there's a lot of impulsivity attached to the year, people making fast decisions. So stay calm, think things through, think before you act. And more than anything, try and find the joy and the enjoyment in all the fire of the year.
Oh, I like that. So my answer was very much the same. It was slow down. You don't have to join the party. Yeah. You can slow down. You can, you know, when things start taking off in you and you like have this, you know, you feel like you're being pushed into something, stop. Mm. Go outside, take your shoes off, do the pretty woman thing, walk along the grass with you know when Richard Gere, she told him, because he was a big businessman, and she told him to take his socks and shoes off and stand.
Oh, yeah.
That's
ahead of its time. Yeah.
That's my advice. Anyway, listeners, thank you, Denise, for coming on.
Oh, Janine, thanks. I love talking to you, and we could talk for hours and hours and do.
I know. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.